All right, welcome back. Day two of the podcast. Reed Kerr here with you. Chris Stuckey, Matt Bellner, and Zach Spears all also along on this one. As the first day was a lot of fun. Second day coming up now. If you missed the first day, go back to readaboutit.com and download yesterday's podcast, the first part of our podcast, because we got a lot of good stuff coming up today. But for yesterday, if you missed it, you missed Zach talking about the most improper tweets of all time.
The funniest thing ever is, though, after the game, Patrick Willis, I believe, he tweeted at Kyle Williams, and it was the wrong Twitter account that he tweeted to. It was some regular guy, and everyone started tweeting at this guy.
So Kyle Williams over there working at Home Depot.
Yeah.
He got blown
pallets.
You missed our in-depth discussion on the work of art that is Matty Five's resume.
There's nothing better in this world than Matt Bellner's resume.
Oh
man, it's incredible.
Unless it's the greatest
hiring.
Thing. Yeah. It's the greatest thing ever. My favorite part, towards the end, it kind of shows his skills. It says, professional pop-up player, forklift operator, iPhone and Mac efficient. Proficient.
Well, you never know when those three are going to come together. Yes.
And you also missed, Matty, as a member of the Professional Putters Association, telling us what it's like in the off season for a professional putter.
It's basically being like an NBA player, but with a putter. A lot of groupies.
Well, physically, the requirements you just described are somewhat similar to that of a Walmart greeter.
Correct.
Got to make sure.
Some of them do Walmart greeting in the off season.
All right, when last we left our intrepid heroes, Chris Stuckey was just about to start a discussion that would send us all out for dinner. Here's part two of our podcast.
What's better than Whataburger ketchup?
Not much.
I would drink a tankard of
Whataburger. T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
I have it. I have two drawers over there full of condiments from various fast food restaurants.
Have you tried the new spicy ketchup at Whataburger?
No.
I don't like it at all. It's in a black carton. I don't like
that.
It tastes like jalapenos, and I'm not a fan.
Stucky's eyes glazed over when he said that.
Yeah, he didn't know what
spicy ketchup. I've never
heard
of it.
He's like, how did he not try this?
Yeah.
I know where he'll be tomorrow at lunch.
Did you know they have different flavors and different various sweetnesses on each ketchup packet at Whataburger? When you peel it off, it's a number 1 through 5. 1 isn't as sweet, and 5 is as sweet as it gets. So check that out next time.
Yes. I am learning so much from the sensei here.
Yeah, I know.
See what happens when I come home? I drop knowledge.
He's Mr. Whataburger.
Now and now we're probably getting one of those on the way back to Thailand.
I had it for lunch, and I'll gladly have it again for dinner.
Gravy.
Is there any fast food place that does condiments better than Whataburger? Their mustard is delicious.
Chick-fil-A's making a run at
Chick-fil-A's
it with those new ketchup
solid.
Packets.
The new ketchup packets. You
the
can
new ketchup packets.
Squeeze or dip. I mean, seriously.
How dumb have we been our whole lives that we never thought of this? That is a great idea. That's
a great invention. Idea.
You know, it's like one of those things that you see on television. You're like, why did I never think of that?
And their Chick-fil-A sauce is really good, too.
I've got some of that over there, too.
Yeah. I saw it when I grabbed my Gatorade.
I'm just a ketchup and mustard guy.
Okay, do you like your ketchup warm or cold?
I like
room temperature.
I like my condiments at room temperature.
I like my condiments
what
at room
like
temperature.
What about like at home?
At home, I like it out of the refrigerator.
I keep it in the fridge.
Not a fan of cold ketchup.
I don't like it cold.
I don't either.
But
people think I'm
like
weird.
I feel like an idiot microwaving my ketchup. That seems like a bad use of my time. That's why I just take
extra from the fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to start doing that. That doesn't sound like a bad idea just because they got enough, right?
Well, here's the deal. Have you ever gotten home with your food, reached in there like you really wanted ketchup and they didn't put any in there?
Oh, all the time. And whenever that happens, you always happen to be out of ketchup in your refrigerator.
You don't want to drive back
because
it's just really convenient. Your food will get cold. That's why if that happens to me, walk over there, open the drawer. What do you want? Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Whataburger? I got it all.
Mm-hmm. You're the pusher. You're the ketchup man.
And then you're faced with a dilemma on what ketchup do you want to use? What if you had all of them over there, what ketchup is your first choice? Or do you save? Like, do you save the Whataburger one for the last if that's your favorite, or do you just go ahead and go at it?
No, I'm going right at it. I'm not waiting.
Whataburger ketchup.
Whataburger first.
I'm going Whataburger first.
Are we discussing ketchup at length here?
Yes.
We are. Chick-fil-A is a close second with their ketchup.
With the Chick-fil-A, I normally will mix a little ketchup with some mustard, give it a little tang.
In Longview, our Chick-fil-A is really close to our Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much next door to each other.
Do you think they rumble after the parking lot's closed?
I had a little extra time on my hands.
So shocking.
Amazingly.
So yeah.
I drove through Whataburger, ordered fries and gravy.
Yeah.
Went to Chick-fil-A, got my sandwich, my combo meal, took the Chick-fil-A fries and the Whataburger gravy.
Nicely done.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Wow.
It's a masterpiece.
It's
like a lunch you have to plan out on a whiteboard.
It is.
Diagram.
I've only done it once and I really want to do it again.
This is a counseling session for most people.
When I was growing up, when I was working at the Spencer's in the the theater, I'd leave work about 11 o'clock. And that reminded me of something. I would come, I was living in Beaumont, and I'd come back up 11th Street, and I would stop at like four or five different places to get food. I would, there was a place there that had, had really, like a homemade place, had really good tacos. I'd get a couple of tacos from there. I'd stop at another place and get a burger. I'd get like a Mexi-Melt from Taco Bell. And I would come home with like, you know, like a garbage bag full of food, but like one item from every place. And I think I still have those pounds on me now, like 23 years later, that I'm still trying to work off.
That's a lot to overcome.
Oh, it was good while it lasted, though.
It is.
That was good stuff.
Young metabolism.
Man, that is something that you just can't appreciate enough while you've got it.
It's backwards, because when you're older, you would appreciate it so much more than you do when you're young. Yeah.
I was 18, and I was trying to play offensive line. Let me point this out. I was working out every summer. I graduated at 165 pounds.
You're sitting next to an offensive lineman.
Yes, and that's a leg for Zach, right? Yes. Yeah. What are you going these days?
285 on the dot, right where I want to be. Right.
Good playing weight.
And you have something that I didn't have when I was working out, which is muscles and muscle tone.
and footwork and size.
Skills and agility. And, you know, you're...
And eye coordination.
We got to take you guys to the combine. That would be awesome.
It's like we're standing next to each other. It's the before and after. It's like the bad offensive lineman 1988, good offensive lineman 2010.
Hey, you run a 5.55 40, though.
I still have that.
On the old turf.
That's on the resume, by the way. That's still
that
there.
Needs to be on the resume. That's... Yeah. That defied all odds.
But I graduated, it was a 165, which ain't much. And of course, the older I get, the more I look like an offensive lineman. but I could eat anything back then, and that childhood metabolism just burned it up like a nuclear reactor. I would go and eat just like two bags of McCrap. Just give me like two Big Macs, two large fries, and a giant drink of something. You know, and hit the fries another couple of times with that Blizzard salt shaker, would you? Just go ahead. You know, but now, the metabolism changes over the next couple of decades.
It's tragic.
It is, because we could really use it these days.
While,
you should be able to
while
that.
Playing college football, we get our weight measured once, twice a day, every single day. Really? So they monitor where your weight fluctuates and stuff. And I could definitely tell when my childhood metabolism just stopped on me. Because seriously, if I ate one slice too many pizzas or one more chicken strip or anything like that, although I'm naming those things off, they don't sound all too healthy.
Yeah. No.
But anyways, I could seriously, you know, I eat one too many and I've gained 5 pounds, and I'm dead serious. I'd be 5 pounds heavier the next day. And I have teammates, bigger guys, that would come in out of the weekend. I'm talking 1 or 2 days off, and they'd be 15 pounds heavier than they were 3 days before.
Wow.
Yeah, because we play a game, and they'd go like, to the house.
Like
the
boxers.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd go to the house on the carbs after the game, then come back to work out the next day, put on some weight.
Yike.
And they'd be back down 15 pounds. They'd be back down 15 pounds by the game the next week. By the next week.
It's so. Like a boxer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like a girl I dated. that's the beauty of podcasts. You can't see her.
Yeah,
hers are fighting weight.
One of those. She's not very photogenic, but if you see her in person,
yeah. If you see her on Thursday, she's fine.
I swear she looks good on Facebook.
Yeah, on Monday she's pulling guard weight.
Yeah.
she looks good at this one booth at a restaurant.
Yeah. She got drafted by the Raiders. It's cool.
Okay, quick Facebook question. Since we. By the way, when this is over, I'd like someone to listen to this and identify all the topics of conversation and try to draw a line between any of them.
Yes.
On Facebook,
yes, please.
Maybe not so much for you guys, because you know most of your friends are younger. But Maddie, if there's somebody that you went to school with, maybe, or that you've known for a while, and you maybe don't know them in person, and they put a picture up on their Facebook and it's like of their kids, or even worse, of their dogs, do you just assume that they think that they are hideous?
Oh, well, you don't have to assume. You just their visual of themselves is like what they see in the mirror is 15 years old. Mm. So what they want to put out to the world is 15 years in the past.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's not. It just happens. I don't have kids. I don't know. I haven't really grasped
that
the concept. Yeah,
yes.
Thank you. That I grasped the concept of that. But I don't know if I would be pimping out pictures of my kids as me, because I wouldn't want my kids to be pimping me out as them in the future. case there's a time travel machine shows up out of nowhere.
Using your ID to buy beer with, or perhaps some kind of a brain exchange movie. Those seem
we haven't had one in a while. 18 again, 3 would be.
Well, see, actually, we did, and that's how bad it was.
Zac Efron, I saw it.
No, after that.
Oh, there was another one after that.
Jason Bateman and...
Oh, The Switch?
Yeah, the latest unwatchable movie from Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Dude, that movie was good. I don't know what you're talking about.
I haven't seen it.
I liked it. The Change Up?
I haven't seen it.
Change Up, there you go.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
The fact that none of us knows what it was called.
I liked it. Because that one chick that was in it, that she's really hot and she's been in a lot of those movies, she finally got naked.
Who? Kathy Bates?
No.
I'm thinking of somebody else.
I think you are thinking of somebody else.
Thinking another movie. Thinking about Schmidt.
Kathy Bates.
I don't know how to react to that.
Yeah, the most unrequested nude scenes. It's like Basic Instinct 2. It's like we finally get the nude scene from Sharon Stone we wanted 23 years ago. Ooh, it's not good.
Oh, yeah, that's not right.
There's a sell-by date on some things, and you don't want to risk that. Ooh, no. But that's something I've noticed on Facebook. I've also noticed that if people put a picture of two people up on their Facebook, they're always the other one.
Yes, you know? Exactly. I was about to finish your sentence.
Yeah. It's like, hey, look at that. Oh, the other one's the one that's actually the owner of the account.
Now, when do you think Facebook will die off?
I don't know. It's become a part of society.
It has.
But
MySpace
was close, but it didn't have the penetration.
Well, MySpace, when Fox bought them, then it imploded. What do you? At some point, Facebook is going to implode.
It's built to last, though.
I don't know. See, MySpace to me was too
creepy.
It was creepy, and it was also you could do too much with it. You go to somebody's MySpace page back in the day.
Your background's blinking.
Your cursor turns into a butterfly, and like 17 Tool songs start playing at you. You can't shut any of the crap down. And, you know, it was too much. And after a while, they like went to a simple layout, but Facebook had already caught them at that point. But Facebook, I don't know. It has so much penetration. Everybody, even my mom and dad, know about Facebook.
Facebook's starting, they just did that timeline thing. It's starting to, you know, you
it's going that way.
Yeah, and it scares me, you know, and I don't want to do that because I don't want like tons of pictures of myself up on my wall and like little sayings. And it's just more stuff I have to put up with, you know.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I think you've seen, as someone like me that was out there in the trying to sell stuff, and people would try to get their Facebook stuff out there, it's starting to go. It's overpenetrated. I mean, you can make a post these days, and so now you have some people could have up to, I don't know, 1,100, 1,200 friends, and the information overload. Someone will put up a party invite, you won't even see it because you're getting so much.
Well, that's all. You gotta hide people.
Well, and now Facebook is doing this thing where, you know, you can just see the important posts.
Yes.
How does Facebook know what's important to me? I would.
Yeah, I haven't grasped that yet.
I don't.
I do like the option of, like, if you get those people that maybe update their status a little too often with things you really could give a crap less about.
Yes.
I like you can uncheck status or, you know, status updates.
Yeah.
Where they don't pop
unsubscribe.
Up
yes.
I had a friend. She added me the other day, and, you know, I accept the friend request, and I log on a couple hours later, and I got a notification, and it told me she updated her status. And I didn't subscribe to any of her stuff, and I don't care. And I unsubscribed, like, 3 times now, and every time she does something, I keep getting a notification.
She's on a list.
What list? I need to get her off.
I don't know. There's like,
you know, the girl's
list for you.
The girl's cool and everything, but I don't want a notification because when I log on and I have that little number one up on the globe, you know, I kind of get excited. Yeah. And when I click on it, it says someone else is posting something about something I don't care about.
Yeah.
You know, I get disappointed.
Mm-hmm. How disappointing is it? You know, you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, you get on your Facebook.
Nothing.
You got nothing.
Oh, it's very disappointing.
It's like
that's actually good.
That's the standard.
That means nobody's digging up old photos of me.
Well, it's like
video
rewind,
me from 92.
Rewind 5 years. It's like you wake up, you didn't have an email. You're like, wow, I don't know what to do.
If I'm somewhere and I check my phone and I don't have any emails, I just assume that I have no internet connection because I'm on so many random spam lists and I have all that I'm always getting something I don't want.
How do you get off a spam list?
There's not really much of a way because a lot of places tell you they have the link to click this link to unsubscribe. All that clicking that link does is indicate to them that you are a human being.
Yes.
Yeah. And
exactly.
So, yeah, I don't trust that.
So just to get a new email address?
Yeah, just change email addresses like you're ducking the feds, basically. And every 6 months you change. one of the things about Facebook, and Stucky, you and I talked about this a little bit this week, but social media in general.
Yes.
Joe Paterno was killed twice this last week. I don't even notice that, but he died on Twitter, and
yes.
he's still alive, and then we go, and then like the next day, he's dead again.
See, like, you know, some people use, you know, a death in the family, like my grandmother dies, an excuse to get out of school or work or something. One of his sons could have literally, like, it was on Twitter.
Yeah.
He did die. It was on Twitter. He did die, see?
But
he could legitimately use the excuse.
Yeah. Of course, his sons are like 65 and 66 years old, so they don't need to get out of school anymore. But, yeah, the Twitter thing, and of course I'm, you know, we're here with Chris Stuckey and Zach Spears, who are the kings of social media.
We try.
There's some things you don't have to Twitter, you know.
Have I learned that?
You were in Twitter jail, weren't you?
I was in Twitter jail once, and then I got sent to Twitter prison. I'm out on probation right now, but Twitter prison, I was in there about 6 or 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent my time, I learned my lesson, and you know, it's better for the, it's going to better me for my career. You know,
did they put all of the players on Twitter prison or?
Just Zach Lapedia. Go ahead. If you're still listening this deep into the podcast, go ahead and
follow, wake up.
Go ahead and follow me at Zach Lapedia with a ZACKLOPEDIA. Anyone else want to get out their Twitter handles before
at
we get back?
Chris Stuckey.
Matt Bellner, all one word, but two names.
And I'm
first and a last.
And I'm at Read About It, R-E-I-D, about it, not the other one.
Play on words.
So I thought they banned the whole team.
No, just because
I know college teams ban, certain teams ban the whole team from doing any Twitter updates.
No, nope, just me.
That's
impressive. Yours were banned because, for lack of a better term, because you were too smart. Most of the Twitters that I get, you know, from athletes are completely the opposite of that.
Rashard Mendenhall.
Who are just dumb as the day is long. But you actually were funny with yours, and they were afraid that you were going to say or do something.
Be too funny.
Yeah. Oh, I've been that before. So you actually, it's like a badge of honor. You smarted your way into Twitter jail.
Twitter prison, but yeah. It's over now, and I'm thankful I'm back on Twitter, and I can connect with people. You know, it's really good to network on there and just have fun with it and stuff, so it's good to be back.
Did you ever consider making a fake Twitter account?
Yes. My teammates always tried to get me to make a fake Twitter account, but, you know, starting all over again, no one's basically listening. If you have under 100 followers, I say no one's listening to you. So, you know, I've got close to 900 right now, and I didn't want to start all over again. So,
I've noticed this, sort of sports-related here. But I'm a big fan of Peter King, writes for Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he will Twitter on Mondays after, and he'll answer emails. And most of the time, he'll answer tweets from people who hate him, who do nothing but rip him.
And very sarcastically at that.
Yes. I've noticed this. If you click on those people have, like, less than 10 followers. I mean, they are absolutely invisible. And for many of them, like, the biggest moment of their life is when people who like Peter King go to their Twitter and rip them new ones.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you log on there, he's never picking a fight with anybody that has, you know, like Zach, who has 900 followers. It's, you know, it's like Mendenhall 16 with four followers, and half of his tweets are to porn stars. You know, they know what they're doing out there.
I never knew that I'm still in shock that he was banned. You were in Twitter jail.
Could you
read?
Yes.
Okay, you just couldn't post.
I could do all that, and if I absolutely needed to, I was allowed to direct message people. You know, if I absolutely needed to, for job purposes and stuff, people on there.
What would be the punishment if you...
I could have lost my scholarship or...
real punishment then, not just pulling tires or extra time in the weight room.
Oh, yeah, I would have done that as well, and probably jeopardized my position on the football team as well.
Mm-hmm. Good call then, taking 7 months off.
Yeah.
That would be a good reality show.
I mean, it's good because I got to focus on, you know, my class schedule wasn't that serious, but I got, you know, I got to focus on school and I got to focus on the football season and enjoy my last season with my teammates and stuff. And it was fun. You know, I got to see how much people really enjoyed my Twitter account when you're not tweeting. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. So people were always tweeting at me and showing me love and wanting me to get back on. So
that is the thing about absence is absolutely true. And but not with women.
Yeah. Don't do
that
at all.
And my arrival was much anticipated.
So. Oh, absolutely. We got a cake. We sat around.
We did. We ate it without you, but
yeah. Zachlopedia is back. So
T-shirt.
Yes, but you. You know, this week we saw, you know, Joe Paterno basically murdered by Twitter.
Yes.
you got to be more aware of which I don't have breaking news, but even when I did, I didn't rush to Twitter.
Well, this isn't, you know, what state college, PennStateFans.com.
Yeah.
It was CBS that screwed this up. CBS, Joe Paterno died. His sons? Nope, he's not dead.
Yeah.
If you're one of the big...
Just put a mirror under his nose. He's still breathing.
What do you do if you're like family and you're not quite to the house yet and you're zooming over there and you check your Twitter real quick and you see that and you're like, oh, man. And, you know, the sons didn't come out till, you know, it was an hour or two later, I believe. It wasn't right away that they came out and said he's not dead. So they're walking in there thinking he's dead and they're not going to get to say their goodbyes. And they're like, no, he's still alive. He's still here.
Between Twitter and Facebook and Wikipedia, they murder about a dozen people a year. Remember when Sinbad was dead? Sinbad's posting a picture of himself at Best Buy. Hey, no, I'm still alive.
And you're talking not career, but
all the time.
Actually dead. You know, yes.
But he was, I mean, he was wearing like a Best Buy shirt.
Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bon Jovi was recently dead.
You just, that's good. You have to coordinate your fake death attack.
Yeah.
And you, when really those nerdy guys, kind of like us sitting around here, done. Guys are doing this.
I'm wondering if you could look on iTunes, if there was any surge the next day in Bon Jovi-related material from his...
I bet there was.
His pseudo-death.
I bet there was.
Somebody's behind everything.
Oh.
That's the only rule that I ever learned in school.
So, okay, we need listeners, and we need them quick.
Yep.
Who's tweeting that Bellner's dead?
That's happened before. No, I went off subject for about the ninth time today.
Go ahead.
But I was in, went to school with a guy. His name was Matt Binder. Mm. And he died. He was, however he died, I won't go into that. But there was a time when I was in L.A. I'm on another time zone for 11 hours. People are going back and forth saying, hey, everybody, Matt Bellner died. And I wake up the morning, there's about, I don't know, 250 emails on an email chain. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not dead. They hit the name wrong.
And so, like Lazarus, you rise for the mailing list.
I mean, it was interesting to read. It was bad, for the other Matt, but it was an interesting read.
So people you, going you feel back, cared about?
Like Mark Twain attending your own funeral there
correct.
For a while. Yeah.
People spoke highly of me.
Well, that's good.
But for 11 hours or so, there was... Then you have to think. Then there's a part of you that's like, you know, maybe I should just let this go.
Yeah.
See, and
go down.
And then somebody that knew that I was alive broke the news.
Mm.
Interesting little.
Did
way
they do
to
that
go.
Via Twitter too, or?
Yeah, this was pre-Twitter.
Okay.
It was just the email world and right at the dawn of Facebook.
And see, that's another thing about Facebook, Twitter, all of these is because of them, you can reconnect with people from your past, and then ignore them. Because, you know, I'm friends with almost everybody that I went to school with. Prior to that, I was only actually friends with everybody I went to school with that I wanted to be friends with. But now the other 200 have also jumped in there. And, you know, it's good to be able to catch up with them and see, oh, you know, somebody's got a new dog or
it's also good to be able to hide them.
Yeah. And then when, you know, then it reminds me of why I moved away from my hometown. And then I, you know, can hide them or just chuckle at the misspellings, you know, whatever else. It's good because it's like that moment, like if you're at a bookstore and you run into somebody that you went to school with, you have about a minute 15 of conversation. Hey, how are you? I'm great. What are you? I haven't seen you since this. Hey, what are you doing these days? Oh, I'm up to this. Oh, it's good. Have you seen so-and-so? Yeah, so-and-so. And then you get to that part where the crickets and the tumbleweeds take over and you got to make awkward conversation to get out of there. On Facebook, you can just... go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
You can never answer the email. You can just move along. I think it's better for everybody.
It's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It really is.
Social, it's going to get to a point where you're blocking somebody and they're blocking you, and then nobody be talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Just be one big one-way street.
Then it's back to how it was in high school.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Back to normal.
It's just like it was in high school, except they don't, you know, come over and steal my fries or throw my books on the
floor. Take Stucky's condiments.
Yes.
You take his condiments, you're in trouble.
Do you, Stucky, you post a lot. Do you think anybody has blocked you?
Okay. I'll have to be honest here.
Yes.
The answer to the question on the surface is yes.
Yes?
Yes.
On the surface? Yeah, we got to delve into this.
The Rangers recently signed a Japanese pitcher named Yu Darvish.
I know where he's going with this.
Yeah. I had a little bit of fun with his name.
A little bit,
and
yes.
I would, you know... do status updates with you know, switching Y-O-U with Y-U.
Yes.
And constantly throughout the day. And when, let's see, when they won the bidding process, I did it probably like 10 times. I lost 4 friends. When they signed him, did it about 10 times, lost 3 friends. There was a time when I lost a bet and I was forced to watch every Harry Potter movie. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of live updating what I was seeing.
I remember this.
And I lost 4 friends. So yes, I have, but I bounce back.
Yeah.
I bounce back.
Do you keep count?
I look.
I've started doing this since part of my other gig is writing and promoting that. I've started keeping track of how many Facebook and Twitter fans I have, like once a week. So I don't, you know, and I try not to anger them too greatly. But, you know, if you really want to know what I'm thinking, go to Google Plus, which was going to be the new Facebook, except nobody went there.
Except yes. It sucks.
I still don't even have one. I don't even know what it is. It's, and I just now informed about 10 seconds ago that it's supposed to be a social networking site.
Sort of. Google Plus was going to be, it's like the
Google's answer to Facebook.
Yes. The geekerati were like suddenly upset that Facebook is taking all of our information and selling it to people, which is what companies do. And so Google Plus was going to be much more, you could control your information more and put people in circles and all that. It sounds like a good idea, but at this point, we're all in on Facebook. We're not ready for the next thing.
There's not room for two. The beauty of Facebook and Twitter is their differences.
Yes. Twitter is quick. Twitter is 140 characters, and that's it.
Google Plus is meant to be more like Facebook,
yes.
And we don't have time for two.
Right. The thing about Facebook is that everybody's on it.
Exactly.
You know,
they're already there.
Right. I mean,
it's going to take a MySpace moment.
Right.
Because I can remember when I was on Facebook, and Facebook had 2 people on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the movie, when you watch the movie about Facebook. And then something happened, that shift, and yeah. They made the shift. And I think the shift in the next 18 months will happen. Kind of like Stucky predicting the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm predicting the downfall of Facebook live on a podcast. That takes balls.
So in other words, you're going to be miserably wrong in your prediction.
Yeah.
Like I was. Yeah, we've done that. That's right. The point of, that's the point of being.
I didn't think about it that way.
Well, okay. Where this goes, in my mind, there's 2 groups of society that lead us to the next thing. Kids, geeks. You know? Kids lead us to social networks and those things. And Harry Potter movies and all that. Geeks lead us to technology, iPhones, iWhatevers, notebooks, pads, etc. They were all, you know, Facebook, you know, everybody's seen the movie. It started just at one school and worked its way out. And because I remember the early days of Facebook, I was working at a local college. And one of the things that I was supposed to do was go on everybody's Facebook and, you know, basically just do a quick estimate of how dumb our kids were and how many pictures of them violating NCAA and society's rules, I could find.
Yeah.
Quite a few. Kids do not realize that the internet is forever. So, teenagers and college students went all in on this, and so it's just kind of continued from there.
Well, that's how it started. It was, yeah. You had to have a .edu email address to even get on it.
Yep.
And because of that, they bought into it with the full social aspects of it. They were, they were using it to get laid. So there you go. That's what
I remember when I first found out about it.
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. My sister was in college, and she had gotten it. Like, it wasn't available to high school students yet, like it was, you know, shortly thereafter. But I was like, this is the dumbest thing in the world. Who would ever do this?
Right.
And then it became available to high school students, and I got it.
Never look back.
He also said the same thing about drinking.
Yes.
I did. Slippery slope, dude.
Yeah. Especially slippery after you've had a couple of things with the word bomb in them, I understand.
Don't mix bombs with other hard liquor.
Yeah. Stucky came out of the chute. Like just he went.
There was one night. It happened, and it happened fast.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw Sherlock Holmes 2. If you get a chance, don't. It's terrible.
I enjoyed it.
Why?
I went and saw it with my team. So that
did you
was
take
good.
A nap?
I enjoyed it. I liked
it. I think I would like it.
It was a 2-hour movie with 40 minutes worth of stuff watching.
Yeah, it was really long. The theater was really hot. I was sweating. I sweat a lot.
Our theater was hot. It's freaking December.
Or maybe it's just because the movie's so good, it's so intense, we all get hot and we start sweating.
It wasn't intense. It was very boring.
That's the Apache Theater.
Yeah.
Inside jokes for those who are UNI Texas.
Yes. If not, shoot me an email.
Yes.
I left there.
Yeah.
I went to a local establishment.
Right.
And I guess I was trying to forget about the movie. And instead, I remember the movie, but I don't remember the rest of the night.
Now, Matty Five, were you also involved in this night?
No, I didn't go to the movie with them.
You weren't at the movie, but you were involved.
I showed up. I was summoned down there to the area where they were.
You lived in the area.
I live in the area.
And you were sort of a tour guide.
Correct.
You were a stripper
for this
area, basically.
I did. I came downtown to where they were. I might have just outed the place. And it was just, Chris was in a position where he'd seen a bad movie.
Yeah.
And then
needed a friend.
He overindulged and he tried to play catch up. And you don't do that when you're, like you said, the word at the end of the drink, you go, I'll take blank and blank, bomb.
Yeah.
Just, or shot. Those words don't.
Vegas bomb.
Yeah, there you go. They just, you got to know your limits. He's learned them since.
I have.
Right.
And that's part of knowledge.
Living on the edge.
Street smart.
Right, and knowing is half the battle.
The only person that really benefited from the entire night was the local bum, who I evidently made my friends give $20 to for me to leave.
Yeah,
let's go.
Thinking about other people.
And your waitress when you tipped in cash.
A tip in cash.
You got to take care of them.
Happy.
T-shirt.
So had you drank before, or is this something completely new for you?
Before, yeah, a few times. It was, Just trying to put this in the right words. It's very difficult. It was the first time where it really all got out of hand really fast.
Right. Because I was asking, because as you know, my friends know, I didn't drink through my first 40 years.
Yes.
And then I thought, yeah, you know, what the heck? Maybe I should try to rejoin civilization here and at least learn to have one or two. And boy, if you didn't start drinking when you were younger and it was a cool thing, it's really hard to start. It's not very good.
See, I struggled with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
To me, beer is disgusting.
Beer is not very good to me.
Well, there goes our sponsorship.
And we're done. Well, actually, no. I find that I like beer if I put lime in it, to where it's basically just alcoholic lime juice, which is good. So I do keep Corona in the house.
I found my weakness.
Yes?
Crown and Coke.
Crown and Coke.
It tastes good.
And blondes.
Because I give up on Coke. So
his real weakness is blondes.
Because he's a secret agent.
Yeah, let's just get that out in the open.
But not redheads? Is that it?
I had a bad experience with a redhead myself.
When you were back, how long were you redheaded?
Probably a good 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, those were good times.
It was a long 6 weeks. I think my mother hated it more than anybody.
Yeah, your dad thought it was hilarious, though.
Oh, yes.
They got a great family.
Yes, see, they enjoyed it. He's like, you look like an idiot. This is awesome.
But see, need from your parents. You need them to occasionally tell you you're being an idiot.
The most bizarre part of it, as I go to school the next Monday, nobody says a word. I'm like, whoa, what did it look like before?
Nobody noticed.
And I guess
everybody
not.
Was just like, maybe he always had red. Maybe we just didn't look at his head.
Exactly.
He's gone from glowing blonde to really glowing to like,
copper top.
Nuclear meltdown glowing. Yeah.
It was rough.
Well, he was that guy.
He was that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
But you learned your lesson.
Yes.
Sort of.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
That's right.
Rookie mistake.
Have you made any sophomore mistakes lately?
No. Got it all. I've got it all figured out. It all figured out now.
Just learning and burning.
Yeah.
Bellner's taught me so much.
All right, that's it for part two of the podcast. Part three, our final part, comes up tomorrow, and it is quite eye-opening. Tomorrow, we will find out which Dancing with the Stars winner has been in Matty Five's apartment.
What I like, though, is that she was in his apartment, and none of us got the call until afterwards.
What the heck was that? Yeah. Until he sends me a picture. Hey, look at that. You recognize this person? It's like, what's up, dude?
Tomorrow, I will discuss with Zach Spears all the fun of a career in television.
It's like, I see you on TV. You must be making that good money.
Yes. Get ready for that question.
And the answer is, did you see me doing the weather? No, then I'm not. Then shut up.
Yes.
The most glamorous way to live in poverty.
And also tomorrow, we will discuss Chris Stuckey and I both coming to alcohol later in our lives, and his His ability to drink anything with the word bomb in it.
In fact, Stucky, don't mix anything with alcohol unless it's been approved by your primary care physician. I don't want to get you in trouble here.
It was fun.
That'll be coming up tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening to this one today here at readaboutit.com. More tomorrow, more fun, more hijinks with Zach, Maddie Five, Chris Stucky, and myself. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.